Even though I'm a rabbi, Passover still sneaks up on me every year. The high holidays, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that occur in the fall, those I'm ready for. I work a good part of the summer to be prepared for them. But Passover is always a scramble. And this year was even more hectic than in years past, because Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, our online congregation, attracted a tremendous amount of media attention. For OurJewishCommunity.org is unique within the Jewish world. Co-led by Rabbi Laura Baum and by me, OurJewishCommunity.org is redefining Judaism for the 21st century. Started only 4 years ago, OurJewishCommunity.org has reached tens of thousands of people around the world, people for whom the traditional modes of Judaism simply aren't working. And this year, what we created for Passover drew both local and national attention. It seems so typical that when a paper does a story about Passover, they focus on the Orthodox, that segment of the Jewish community that engages in lots of rituals but doesn't reflect the majority of Jews. In fact, the New York Times did it again. On the front page of the paper this year was a picture of ultra-Orthodox Jews dressed in long black coats with large black hats burning their bread before Passover. I know, the picture is an interesting visual, but why continue to show a sect of Judaism that represents less than 10% of how Jews are really living their lives today? Well, this year, the Wall Street Journal, in their coverage of Passover, put OurJewishCommunity.org and Rabbi Laura Baum on the front page of the paper. The journal did a story that talked about our online Seder that included folks from around the world. If you weren't able to participate in our Seder, you can still see it in the archives at OurJewishCommunity.org. And while I'm pleased that the journal included what we're doing in the story, I was more pleased that they recognized that today's Jewish community is a changing Jewish community. We aren't our ancestors, and the majority of Jews are looking for a dynamic and creative expression of their Jewish identity that honestly reflects what they believe in and how they're living their lives today. Along with the journal article, Rabbi Baum and I appeared on Face the Nation to talk with Bob Schieffer and others from around the country about religion and about technology. We were asked to participate because within the Jewish community, we're doing something no one else is doing. We're building an online congregation. Couple this with a piece in the Huffington Post by Rabbi Baum about Elijah the prophet and our Elijah tracker, and a story on our local news about our online Seder, and Passover has been a very hectic time for me and Rabbi Baum. If you want to see any of the articles or stories that I've mentioned here, go to OurJewishCommunity.org. There's a lot there to read, to watch, and to listen to. You can also join us for our regular streaming Friday evening services at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. What's so exciting about all of this is that people are hearing about a Jewish community that meets people where they are. At OurJewishCommunity.org, we're not afraid to ask difficult questions and to have bold conversations. We are a transformative voice in a Jewish world that needs transforming. And along the way, we have some fun and some laughs as well. So join us and be a part of something truly special. I look forward to seeing you at OurJewishCommunity.org. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. And as always, thanks for listening.